This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Thank you for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff. Your call is very important to us. Unfortunately, Janelle and Chris are currently helping other clients. If you would please leave your name and the retail-related issue, one of our highly unqualified therapists will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you again for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff, where we understand that sometimes customers suck.
Welcome back to the second episode of Retail Therapy and Stuff.
Yes.
My name is Chris. I'm here with Janelle.
Hello.
Janelle, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Any day I get to hang out with you is good.
We always have a good time. We always have a good time hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to be talking about hygiene.
Yes.
Our customers' hygiene.
And lack of hygiene. Maybe that's more.
Yeah, that maybe that should be the title.
Yeah.
Lack of customer hygiene. Oh man, it is awful. Now I don't know if you know, but we have the ability to sell showers where we work. Where we work, we do. We have showers in our facility, and the truck drivers come in and they want a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they have to wait.
Ah.
And when they are standing around waiting,
you know they're waiting.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell as soon as they walk through the door what they're waiting on. Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes their smell precedes them. That is a rugged, rugged thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We had a guy come in about 2 weeks ago, and his odor was so pungent. You could almost see it.
Yeah.
I was convinced that you could almost see it. He was like,
oh, no. Pig like a pen. Cloud.
Yeah. He was like pig pen. It was unbelievable. I've had two kids of my own. I've changed a million diapers. Never gotten sick.
Right.
Right. This one turned my stomach.
Oh, no.
This grown man's odor turned my stomach to the point that I made a face that he reacted to.
Oh, no.
Like, we were making eye contact, and I walked up to the counter, and it punched me in the face, and the face I made, he reacted to it like,
oh.
Wow, is that me? Yes, my friend, that is you. I'm going to need you to fix that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Go pick whatever hygiene product you need.
Yeah.
Soap, deodorant, shampoo, whatever. I'm going to need you.
It always like surprises me because I'm so, and maybe because I work in retail, I'm try to be really aware of my own hygiene.
Exactly.
That like when I put on, like when I bathe or when I put on like lotions or perfumes and stuff, I try not to like overdo it.
Right.
I try to be really, you know, respectful. So it's.
Exactly.
But sometimes it's like you can, it's like 0 to 60. You can really have no, like you can be awful in one way, but you can be awful in like the opposite
right,
way. Like
right.
When I walk, turn a corner and I walk into a cloud of cologne.
Oh.
And I don't see anyone on the aisle. That
that's
you've got
too
way too much on.
That's too much cologne.
You've got way too much on.
We have that problem too.
Yeah.
We have the guys that come in, they take the shower, and I honestly believe some of them bathe in the cologne. They don't use the hot water. They just douse themselves
right.
with cologne from head
right.
to toe because the smell comes up the hallway, and it's what? Why is there an empty bottle of cologne that you just purchased in the trash can? No one should use that much cologne.
No, you don't need it. No. But it's kind of one of those, if you, as far as bad odors go, if you feel that you may smell like cigarettes or alcohol or weed, you do.
You do.
You do.
You do.
So please be a little aware of it because
right.
when people come in and learn to read people's body language. If
exactly.
you come up to me and you smell like you just smoked two packs of cigarettes in your car with the windows up.
Right.
And you have walked into the store and you approach me and you stand very close to me and you ask me a question and I take a step back as I'm answering. Don't take a step forward. like I'm stepping back for a reason. Please just be a little respectful. Like there's no reason. We don't have to stand 6 inches away from each other for us to have a conversation.
My ears work.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
Right. It's just, it's very, I just can't, it's hard to understand how people don't know.
Right.
That they
stink.
Yeah. I was trying to word it a little nicer, but that came out better.
It's okay to say that.
Yeah.
My mother taught me that you wear cologne so that people want to be close to you, right? Not a whole lot. Just like, does that guy smell really good? Let me get closer to him to see if he smells really good. Mm-hmm. And my first introduction to wearing cologne, I was playing baseball. Mm-hmm. The only way I could play baseball is if I took piano lessons. Okay? So I went to baseball practice first, got good and sweaty.
That sounds
and
like there something was, mom would do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Got good and sweaty, and there was a girl at piano lessons that I had a crush on.
Oh.
I won't use her name because she may be listening. At any rate, I wanted to impress this girl.
Yeah.
So I got my dad's Old Spice.
Oh.
And much like the drivers that I was talking about, I bathed in it.
Oh, no.
And my mom was furious because she didn't have time to take me home to change.
Right.
And she couldn't ride in the car with me because there was a combination of musk and Old Spice, and I don't know if you've ever had that combination in your presence.
Oh, wow.
It is awful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Awful. Yeah.
So that was the longest one-hour piano session that my teacher had. And the girl that I had a crush on didn't even show up that day.
Oh, wow.
So my mom apologized to Miss Miss Peggy Clark, my piano teacher, and promised that that would never happen again. And that's when she told me about how cologne should be worn.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I try to always remember that. I don't even wear the Axe body spray.
No,
it's too much. It's too much, and maybe I'm just spraying too much. But the way, like, you can't just dab it. You know, you hit the button, and a big cloud of it comes out, and I'm engulfed in that mist, and it seems to me to be too strong.
Yeah,
and the first two times I wore it, the women didn't flock to me in the commercials. So I threw it in the trash.
Okay.
So that is
Yeah, but I have so many just when people approach you and they have an odor and you have to fix a smile on your face.
Right.
And still be professional and still be cordial. But then they turn away from you for a second and you do that thing where you're like,
yeah.
And you hold in a breath because you don't want to be breathing in the foul air. And then you have to talk to them while still trying to hold your breath. It's right. Really difficult.
It is.
It's really difficult. It's an art form.
It is. Yeah. It really is. You know what else I hate as far as hygiene?
Mm.
I hate boob money.
Boob?
Have you ever?
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten boob money? And it's summertime here right now.
I have not, but I have been up front when I've seen people hand stuff to the cashier. Same thing with. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. And they reach into their bra.
Yeah, why is it there?
I'm like, I've never used my bra for anything other than its intended purpose. I've never looked at it and been like, huh, that could be a purse too.
Right. These pockets on my pants aren't enough.
Right.
Let me stick my cell phone right down on my boob with this money. Boob sweat. And nothing is worse than sweaty boob money. And I almost don't want to take it. If I were in a position financially to pay
right.
out of my own pocket, I would say, just keep it.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch your sweaty boob
right.
money. Right? Like, I couldn't walk into a store and give them jock money.
No.
Like, I would go to jail if I took money out of my jock strap or my underwear.
I can't even imagine a guy walking up to a register and hold on, and let me unzip my fly and get you 20.
Here it is.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know why people think that's appropriate. It is not appropriate.
No.
We at one time put a sign in the window saying it was last summer that we were no longer accepting sweaty boob money.
No.
I thought it was funny. Senior management did not think it was funny. And we were ordered to take the sign down.
That's because senior management isn't in a position where they have to accept sweaty boob money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The first time you get sweaty boob money and you feel the sweat
the money,
you're like, okay, maybe we should put up a sign that says no sweaty. Just use your pockets.
Oh, my gosh.
You have pockets.
Yes.
Just use them.
Please.
Just use
please.
Them. You're not going to be in a store that long.
No.
Just leave the money sitting on your dash.
Right.
Grab it, walk in the store, pay for your stuff, put your change in the bag instead of your bra. Is that comfortable? It can't be comfortable.
Right? I don't know. I've never tried it.
That's because a lady had an iPhone 6 or 7 Plus in there. Like,
I've seen them, like, huge phones.
Tablets.
Like the ones that are almost
laptops.
Tablets.
Yeah. Just all kinds of stuff. Like, everything. Everything is in there.
Yeah.
Find a man and stick it in his pocket. That's what my wife does. All of my wife's personal belongings go in my pocket when we're out together.
There you go.
Just do that.
That's why she brings you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the little fanny packs. They have the new ones. They're not the big bulky ones. They're really thin. And they'll fit under your shirt. You can't even notice them. My wife has one.
Yeah.
But I still have to carry your stuff.
Well,
but she has one.
Yeah. Well, that's not the point. You've missed the point.
That's what husbands are for.
Right.
Carrying phones and tampons, keys, and anything else.
Yeah.
I put these on today, and I had my wife's lip chap in there. Not sure how long they'd been in there.
Oh.
I'm sure it was from the last time we were together, and I had these pants on.
Well, it's also, I think, I feel we need to touch on, and maybe this is a delicate subject. You tell me, because I don't have children. When you have a child with you who has obviously pooped in its diaper.
Got to change it.
Yes.
Got to change it right now.
But why do we not? Like, when I look at somebody and the child is 10 feet away from me and I can smell it.
Right.
And I see that they have a diaper bag.
Whoa. What is that?
But I've been working with customers, and one parent will say to the other, did he or she just use the bathroom? Yeah, we got to change their diaper. But then nobody goes to change the diaper.
Yeah, just take a pause.
They just stand there.
Yeah.
They just stand there.
And it's middle of the day. We'll be here
till
closing. Go ahead. I will leave your stuff right here. Mm-hmm. You go take care of that, and then you can come back.
Yeah.
Everybody's uncomfortable right now.
Right.
The child's sitting in it.
That's my always. I'm like,
I'm smelling it.
As uncomfortable as I am smelling it, I feel like this child, like you said, is sitting in it.
Right.
Somebody go take care of it.
Right.
Like this is not, whatever we're doing is.
It's not that important.
I'll wait.
It's not heart surgery.
Yeah.
You're buying something.
Right.
I promise.
And we have public restrooms for a reason.
Exactly.
With the changing tables.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You got to figure a situation like that, that is at least child number two, maybe child number three. Like our first one, I mean, we went through 10 times as many diapers. Because if he peed once, my wife was changing it.
Yeah.
We've got some friends that have six. You know, sometimes a kid goes. You know, it's not a how many times did they go thing. It's been 3 hours, so we should probably change it. You know, so after you know, after the second and the third and every successive child, the time that child spends in a dirty diaper increases substantially.
Yeah.
It's just like pacifiers. My wife, with our first one, the pacifier hit the floor. It went in a dirty pacifier bag to go home to be sterilized. And she pulled another one out of the sterile packet that was sealed in a lab somewhere. You know? But after the second one, it was pick it up, blow it off. If there's not dirt visible on it,
then he's fine.
It's clean enough for the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. But if your child stinks, change your child's diaper.
Yeah. And this all goes for, you know, we mostly want to discuss customers in this show, because it's a whole different world when you work in retail, and having to stand near somebody who has such a powerful smell about them, whether it's
that was a classy way to put it.
Yes, powerful. Whether it's the cigarettes or not bathing or too much perfume, too much cologne, it's hard.
Yeah,
and it's. You can't say to somebody, like, it's very difficult to say nicely to a customer.
You stink.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, just please stand there.
Right.
But, yeah, it doesn't sound any better. But coworkers.
Oof. That's rough.
When you have a coworker, and I've worked with people before who the HR manager had to pull aside because so many people were complaining about the body odor, that the HR manager had to take people aside and say, you know, do you?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, how do you even have it? Like, Do you sit somebody down and say, do you know how to shower?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know how to bathe?
Let's start from the beginning. Yeah. Do you smell yourself right now? Everyone else does. We right. need to know if you smell yourself right
yes.
now.
Yes, yes.
Because this is terrible, and it's
yeah.
creating a hostile work environment.
Right.
And we need you to resolve this situation as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. We've had that every place I've worked.
Yeah.
There's been at least one.
Oh yeah.
That you go to complain and you're like, wow, like, can you not?
Yeah.
Do you not smell? Really, you can see your breath.
Yeah.
And it's 91 degrees outside. You have to know that that is
right,
from stink,
not normal.
Not from.
Right. Right.
Brush your teeth.
Please.
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 A little bit of mouthwash.
Just the other day, you know, talking about like cigarette smoke and stuff, I had this lady come in and she came back, needed help with something. And she was the one I was talking about when I said, you sit in your car and you smoke two packs of cigarettes right. with the windows up. I mean, from 4 or 5 feet away, you could smell cigarette smoke.
Wow.
It was like sour, stale cigarette smoke.
Oof, that's rough.
And I'm trying to help her and she keeps getting like closer and closer to me. And as she's getting closer, I'm like, her hair's really greasy.
Right.
She's got it in like pigtails, but like only one of them has like a hair clip in it. The other one's loose, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Were you taking them out or putting
them
in?
She had mascara on, but she had been like rubbing her eyes or something, so there was mascara all like under her eyes. And you try to be, because I'm like, wow, this person's either had a really rough night.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe
something's going on.
Yeah. So I was very nice to her, you know, and she was very nice, but it was really hard because the smell was so bad, so bad. And I have allergies and I have asthma. So stuff like cigarette smoke really bothers me.
Exactly.
So it's very hard to help somebody. But I was, you know, I kept doing that thing where I was backing up a little bit and she kept stepping forward and I'd back up a little more and she'd step forward. I said, well, got her what she needed. Have a nice day. And she walked away. And I turned around and I walked the other way because I couldn't even follow her.
Right.
It was so bad.
Checkouts up front. Thank
right,
you very much.
Right. Well, then a couple days later, I saw her coming back into the store and she looked exactly the same.
I'm going on break.
Yeah. That's what I saw her and I was like, you know what? I'm going to hang out up front for a little bit. But she looked exactly the same. So I was like, okay, so we didn't have like one rough night. This is a pattern. And it was funny because as she was walking by, the gal up at customer service goes, God, I hope she doesn't come up here. She stinks. And I was like, oh, it's not just me.
My nose isn't super sensitive. She really does stink.
And I feel bad because it's like, I don't think some people don't realize it because when you live in it, when you smoke or things like that.
Right.
And you smoke in your home and you smoke in your car, you become immune to these odors.
Right.
And other people don't.
Right.
So, like.
So would it be offensive to shoot somebody in the face with Febreze?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we sell that stuff. I wonder if I could, like, attach it to a holster on my hip. And like, yeah.
It was this or mace. One of the two. You were going to get shot.
Right.
We preferred the Febreze over the mace.
But I used to work with a guy who, he smelled like if you peeled a bag of raw onions, peeled a bunch of onions and threw them in like a mesh bag, that's what this guy smelled like.
Oh, wow.
It was foul. It was so bad. It was so bad. And the HR manager took him aside because so many people were complaining. And the HR manager took him aside and actually bought him soap.
Right.
And said, you know, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but people are complaining. You know, could you maybe just take a little more care to
take
come
the rest
in?
Of the day off?
Right.
Paid.
And she was so perfect about it because she said, you know, I know a lot of people take showers at night, but maybe you want to take one in the morning instead.
Right before you come to work.
Like.
And then one on your lunch
right.
break.
And nothing happened. Because then he just got mad that people complained that he smelled.
But so he doubled down.
Right.
Like, if you thought I stunk before, wait till I come in tomorrow.
Right. Because now I'm only going to shower every 4 days instead of every three.
You brought this on yourself, people.
Yes.
That's That's funny. That's funny. But we've all had that.
Right.
We've all had that.
Or the people that come in and they start talking to you, and as soon as they open their mouth, you're like, you've spent all morning at a bar.
Yes, you have.
Like, it is 11 o'clock, and you've spent all morning at a bar.
You're already intoxicated.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
It's just that strong. And
right.
Sometimes it's funny because sometimes you can tell they're a little tipsy.
Right.
And that's...
They're in a happy place.
For me, it's kind of funny, you know?
A happy,
it's
warm
like good
place.
For them. But sometimes it's
just
like you and me talking now,
right.
But they've had 12 beers. I'm like, oh.
You were moments away from puking,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-mm. We had a guy 2 or 3 weeks ago fall down drunk in the store. Fall
Whoa.
Down drunk in the store.
That's awesome.
I got called over to our restaurant, and they said, hey, Chris, you know, there's a guy in here. He has on a black T-shirt. He's really drunk.
Aww.
And so I take off through the store, and I'm looking for him. I can't find him. And I go back to the restaurant. I said, I didn't see him. He said, oh, Chris, he's about, you know, 5'6", 5'7", black T-shirt, glasses. I take off again because maybe I missed him. He has passed out in the stall.
Oh, no.
Right? He's in the stall, passed out. So he comes to after a few minutes, and he comes outside, and he almost falls over. We catch him, and we walk him outside. And we ended up calling the police, and he drives a truck.
Oh,
this guy
no.
drives a truck. He's a truck driver.
That's super safe.
And he was like, I'm just going to sleep it off in my truck. How about... No,
no,
no, because you could at any minute decide, you know what, I'm going to go to the store.
Yeah.
In my truck.
Yeah.
In my 18-wheeler, I'm going to drive to the store. The police came, and they were really cool about it. He had some money on him, so they got him a room.
Yeah.
And they dropped him off
awesome.
At a hotel because he was definitely going to try to do something. He was too drunk to to not do something stupid.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So at least he was, you know... 20 minutes away by foot, 30 minutes away by foot from his truck, so he wouldn't jump in it and kill somebody.
Yeah.
But I do not condone that. People people come in all the time inebriated in our establishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It's that person got to your store somehow.
Yeah.
And nobody walks anywhere anymore.
No.
So they were operating some kind of vehicle.
Right.
That is terrifying.
Especially when you are... not within walking distance from a neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really scary.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as like, you know, kind of as far as breath is concerned, there's no nice way to ever tell somebody that their breath stinks, but especially when it's a customer.
Here's a pack of gum.
Yeah. And I'm like, I always carry like mints and gum on me, and I offer it to people, not always because their breath stinks, just, hey, do you want a mint? You know, and I have tried with customers. I always keep a big bag of mints at my desk.
Our candy box.
Yes.
Exactly.
I still have the candy box.
Exactly.
And when I'm with customers and I feel like their breath might stink, I'll reach in and I'll get myself a mint. And I'm like, would you like a peppermint? No.
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Yeah. Because it's hard. You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
And especially in that environment where... when you are working with a customer, if you say something even slightly that they take offense to, they're going to complain about you, and you're the one that gets in trouble.
Yep. Where's your manager?
Yes. That's going to be a whole nother show.
Exactly.
Let me speak
to your manager.
Yeah. Which the best answer for that is always, I am the manager.
I am the manager.
But we'll, you know, we'll move on from that. But hygiene is important. Leo, please don't... If you think you smell, you smell.
Exactly.
If you think your breath stinks, it stinks.
It does.
If you think you need to brush your teeth, you need to brush your teeth. If you think your hair is greasy, it's greasy. If you think your child has pooped its diaper, you need to change it.
It has.
Yes.
That's what has happened. If you are having those thoughts, everyone around you is having those exact same thoughts.
Correct.
So just handle it.
Please. Please, 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 please.
So I think that's about it for today.
Yeah.
Right? Anything else?
No. This is one of those topics I don't have that many stories for. It's more just advice.
Yeah, exactly.
So you take this as a life lesson.
Yeah. Everybody has those stories.
Right.
And this is your place to get them out.
Right.
write in if you have a particularly bad hygiene story.
We would love to hear it. We would love to read it for everyone.
Exactly. We want to share this with everybody.
Yes.
So, again, as of right now, our Facebook page is not up yet.
It might be by the time this goes up.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
But we will have a Facebook page.
Yes, we will have a Facebook page, and you will be able to get in touch with us. Lineup Media FM is our parent company. All of our information, hopefully by the time you hear this, will be up there. So check it out. There are a bunch of other great podcasts on there. Check some of those out. As always, like us, subscribe to us, tell your friends about us.
Right. Yeah. And we want to hear from you guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff would like to thank you for your support. Please rest assured that our unqualified, unlicensed, and untrained therapists are here for your continued mental health. For additional mental health support materials, please visit our Facebook page and our Twitter account. As always, we thank you for calling. Have a great day.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.